Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. I'm going to cover five things that are going to absolutely accelerate your ability to get more done this year. And you're going to love these. I'm going to help you prioritize. I'm going to help you quit some things, start some new things. I'm going to help you get yourself in order for the rest of the year. So I'm getting really serious right now, and we're going to do a real strategic session with you, and we're going to jump right in because I have a ton to give you today. First idea. Remember, these are five things to help you accelerate your achievement by the end of the year. Write them down in your journal and let's get in your head thinking about the rest of the year, okay? Number one, big, huge thing. 1 hour more per day on my core three. Okay, I begin this every year. First move, I need to identify what are the core three things right now that have been bringing me results this year? The core three things. So as an example, because I'm an entrepreneur like many of you guys are, in my business, I go, okay, what are the three primary revenue drivers we have right now? So my question is, what's been working? And I mean absolutely working. What are the three absolute best things that are working for you? In your business or your career or your personal life, if you're not employed or not self-employed, like what's absolute, like well, the three things that are so working for you? I want you to know what those three things are. And overall, I want you to give an hour every day more to a focus of one, two, or three, all three of those things. So let me give you an example. Right now, in my business, right, one of my core three is our book funnel. Like, so for me, as you guys know, as an author and a trainer, when I sell books, that's good for the business. We sell books, then people want online courses, then they want to come to our seminars, or they might hire us for a coach, or they might hire me for speaking. But the book is a big core three for the business, right? And so right now I go, okay, I need every single day, the rest of this year, to give more time to that thing. Every day, not on a Wednesday, not on a Saturday. Like every day, I need to check in the numbers, create a new ad, flip out a page. I need to lead my team better on it. Something every day for that one thing. Make sense? So if you got three things, what I want an hour more. So that mean, might be in 20 minutes, you know, and, you know, 20 minutes. So you're giving 20 minutes more each day, or maybe you just choose one and you're gonna give that an hour more a day. But it's basically this. One more work hour of the day focused on one of the core three. Got it? Write it down. And this for you, I want you to start this today. Today. One more hour on focusing. I often call it the core three or the needle movers. The primary three things that are working. I need an hour more from you a day for the rest of the year. And you will thank me for the next decade. You're like, oh my God, Brendan. Because what happens is, and you know this, you're getting caught up in distraction. And so right now people are lackadaisical and they're not focused on the right things. So I want you to think, where are you distracted? I want you to clear out the distractions. I want you to say, the core three things in my business are, and I need you to give an hour or more a day on those. Because right now, this time of year, I identify what's been working and I kind of double down on those, give them more, 1 hour more. Because think about, you know, maybe you're like a coach or a, you know, a certified high performance coach or a business coach or a life coach. And you're like, I've been doing this one thing. It's been giving me most of my clients. I'm like, well, that would be one of the core three. Do that more an hour a day. And then thank me 2 months from now. I need one more hour, guys. One more hour a day on the core three. So it's two parts here, right? You need to identify your core three. What are the core three things that are working the best for you? And then how are you going to get that hour? And how are you going to divvy that up? Is that hour more each day? You're going to do 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 20 minutes for an hour a day? Or are you going to focus on, okay, this week, 1 hour a day, more on this core number one. Next week, 1 more hour a day on core number two or three. I don't know what it is for you, but I need that hour. 1 more hour a day on the core three, either all of them together or one at a time. 1 hour, guys. 1 hour. Second big idea, and I love this one. Significant growth rule. And here's what the significant growth rule means. I look at everything I'm doing right now, everything for my business right now. And I go, okay, of all these things I'm doing, which ones will lead to significant growth this year? Which ones will lead to significant growth this year? Everything else, I start pushing out on the calendar, whether I push it out 2, 3, 4 months from now, or I push it till next year. But I do a real close look at all of my activities. I look at my partnerships, my relationships. I look at everything I'm doing in terms of marketing funnels or brand building or what I'm doing in the marketplace or what I'm doing in my career. And I go, which ones of these things are leading to significant growth? And if it's not leading to significant growth, I need to minimize that time. Now, I know you might say, well, what's the difference between like a core three and a significant growth rule? Well, the significant growth rule is for the rest of the year, right? The core three, you already know. The core three are the three things you're already doing to getting results. The significant growth rule is all these new ideas people are going to give you and put on your plate. Everyone's going to give you some more things to do, right? There's going to be new opportunities. And every new opportunity or every new idea, your thing has to be at this time of year. Will that lead to significant growth this year? If it is, maybe you can add that on to your workload. Because remember, I'm just asking for an hour here. Maybe you can add that on. But if a project comes your way and it doesn't lead to significant growth at this stage of the year, and it won't lead to significant growth the rest of this year, I'm out. So I turned down 2 or 3 projects just last night from people. Good ideas, great ideas. But I know those won't lead to significant growth until next year. So I'm like, not till next year. Because I know that instead, if I focus on these things, the core three, or other projects that I do know lead to significant growth. In other words, significant growth is a way for you to prioritize and say no. I don't want you taking on any new projects if you don't believe they'll lead to real growth by the end of the year, because you could just focus on these more, right? It's that old story of acres of the diamonds. You know, people travel all around the world looking for the treasure and working so hard looking for the new thing. And then they come home and one day they put the spade in the backyard and they dig up some diamonds, right? Often your next big breakthrough, it's already in your yard. You know, what I tell people all the time, you've probably already met the person who's going to help you generate your next $100,000, your next $1 million. Like you already met, they're already in your network, but you're spending all this time to go do all these other things. You already met the person who's going to make you your next $1 million or give you access to an audience or give you access to an opportunity. You've already met the person, but you're out there searching for new. And you're accepting all these new ideas. And as you accept new ideas as a high performer, what does that do? That crowds out other things. And so from this day forward until the end of the year, I want you to have the significant growth rule. Will this project lead to significant growth by the end of the year? If not, table it. People will say, but Brandon, I don't know, if I pass up that opportunity, it might not ever come around again. I'm like, what are you, 20 years old? Only 20-year-olds believe that. By the time you're 30 and 40, you kind of recognize things come into your life in waves and in circles and in rhythms. And you don't worry that one day you're going to run out of opportunities. That's that FOMO stuff. Leave that to the 20 and 30-year-olds. You're ready. You got it. Like the world is never going to dry up of opportunities on you one day, right? The only way that would ever happen is if your mindset closed out everything because of fear. But the world, man, have we ever lived in a time of more opportunity?
So don't worry about saying no to something that isn't significant growth for you. Focus on your core three or everything else you're doing in your brand, your business that is working or could lead to significant growth.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
Third big idea, which I love, is my 45-day quit rule. I look at all my big project ideas. You know, I don't know about you, but I have a journal with all my big ideas in it, you know, or I have my vision board, or I have an Excel spreadsheet of all these different ideas and projects I want to do. And I've got, like, you know, right, as an example right now, I know my next 6 books I'm going to write. I know them. I know my next 3 campaigns I'm going to launch. I know them. But here's what I have to force myself to do, and I don't like it. I say, okay, if this is a major project that I want to do, even if it could lead to significant growth, if I'm not going to start it, listen to this, if I'm not going to start it in the next 45 days, it's off my plate until next year. I just get real. And I'm like, okay, well, if that's not gonna, if I'm not gonna start on this thing, I'm not gonna do it. And I literally just take it from my journal, in my little bucket of things I wanna do this year, and I feel so mentally relieved. A lot of people have a lot of anxiety about the number of projects they have on their plate that they really wanna do. And so what ends up happening is, that anxiety leads to a lot of procrastination. That anxiety leads to a lot of poor prioritization because there's so much to do. They're like, oh my God, there's so much to do here, so I won't do any of it. Ever had that? Have you ever found yourself in front of Netflix going, oh my God, I have so much to do, but I just watched the 4th video in the 3rd season. Has that ever happened? You have so much to do, and that's the problem. You have so much to do that you haven't prioritized what you are going to do, so you don't do anything. So what I do is, this time of year, I look at all those things that are on my plate and I get honest. Which ones am I gonna start in the next 45 days? And if I'm not gonna start in the next 45 days, now it's not even on my mental concern. It's not even on my dashboard. No anxiety there. No, oh my God, I still gotta get that one in. Nope, it's gone. You know, it's like one of our clients and friends, Ariana Huffington, always says, you know, the best way to complete a project is to quit it. You know, just like, well, I'm done with this, just stop. And now all the mental concerns, like, once you allow yourself to release from a project, it's so freeing. And now your mind can go back to these two. What's gonna be significant growth, and what's going to be my core three? And now life gets easier, because when you clarify, when you prioritize, and you take like 50 things, when you take a list of 50 things down to 3 or 5, confidence comes back in, motivation comes back in, focus comes back in. Many people lose their focus because they have too long of a to-do list. That's not realistic, that's not motivating, that's honestly full of a lot of things that are like 6 months out. I'm like, get rid of those. If they're 6 months out, don't have them on your to-do list anymore. Go park, open, have a journal that's like your January 1st journal and go park them in there like a parking lot. Take those projects and those ideas. That's my January 1st. It's not even on my mental concern anymore. I have tons of, that frees me. It's like, how come, Brendan, how will you get so much done? I'm like, I'm not worried about the things I'm not getting done. How do you get so much done, Brendan? I'm not worried about the things I'm not getting done because I parked them. They're over there. They're not on my mental dashboard. Clarity, confidence, motivation, focus comes back in. That's the 45-day quit rule. I encourage you to challenge yourself to try it. Fourth big idea, the deliver excellence rule. This is another prioritization move for me. It's like, okay, someone throws a big opportunity to me. It could lead to significant growth. I could get it going, but it compromises the deliver excellence rule, which is, wait, if I take on these, anything here, would that prevent me from delivering what I already promised the best that I could? Like for me, I'm very stretched in my schedule. I mean, very stretched. I got to get a lot done during the day. Big team, big brand, big business, big clients. I gotta be good. But lots of great opportunities come my way that could be significant growth this year. But then the second level of that evaluative tool is to say, if I do that though, will that steal away from something I already promised to somebody I care about or who's important to our business? Will that make me fail to deliver what I wanted to deliver? And so I gotta be honest and I gotta prioritize. And I am like, if you saw how much I work to prioritize things, doesn't mean I don't leave things. I mean, I'm sure my team could tell you 100 things I haven't done that I'm supposed to or whatever. So it doesn't mean I'm perfect. It just means I work really hard at it. I'm very diligent and focused on it because I got people counting on me. I got you. And I know you got people counting on you too. If something comes up and it's like this great idea, but you're honestly, it doesn't lead to significant growth or you're not gonna start it, park it. But also, if it is something that you could get going and it would lead to significant growth, but it's gonna screw up what you already promised, don't break your integrity. Put that thing back in that parking lot. It will give you so much mental freedom. Your tendency, high performer, to overcommit yourself is actually stealing from your ability to make good choices, to feel the day, to win the day. And so you've got to kind of reevaluate where you're at and what you're doing. I had a call a couple days back where someone had so many good ideas of what we could do. And the person kind of, they had been in my life maybe, you know, 5-6 years ago, kind of reemerge. Hey, let's do all these things. And we'll make all this money and we'll do all these things. And I had to go, you know what? I actually would love to work with you. It's not gonna happen this year. The person goes, but you have all year. I go, that's right. I've got all year. That was previously planned before you showed up out of nowhere, dude. So you gotta be willing to tell people, I'm sorry with your fancy new idea that seems like an emergency or so important. Not this year. This is the phrase I want you to write down in your journal. Not this year. You got to get good at that right now. That is why right now you need to begin this practice, not this year. But I am here to tell you, this is the time to really evaluate what can you deliver. And because you can't deliver everything with excellence, this is the time to go to that core three, deliver that. Pick one or two projects that might deliver extra significant value. Cool. If you're not going to start it next 45 days or it's gonna compromise deliver excellence, you're gonna write this down, not this year. And I'm telling you, doesn't it feel like, just say, I know you're sitting at home and maybe this is a little weird, but just say it with me, not this year. Does that feel good? You know, your neighbor comes around, someone comes to your business, hey, why don't you do all these things? And you're like, not this year. It feels so good. It's just like, I think I'm gonna say it all day. I think I'm just walk into the next restaurant and they'll be like, would you like something to eat? And I'll be just, not this year. It just feels so good to say. I mean, just start saying it to random people. Not this year. I'm sure some of you put it on a t-shirt or on a hat. Not this year. It's just like, no, just not going to happen. That is going to make you so much more accomplished by the end of the year. Getting in a rhythm right now, not this year. Because I know that we live in a culture that's very different. Yes, 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 I'll take it on. You know, it's never say no to everything. Say yes to everything. Well, you know what? Saying yes to everything was awesome pre-internet. I love that rule. Yes to everything? Absolutely. Before the internet. No, not even close. Never. One of my favorite things. You've been thinking about hiring somebody. You haven't done it yet. I know you've been thinking about it. Trust me, I've been thinking about it. We've been working hard. I just had a call yesterday for someone who's going to help me onboard 10 people in this office. Like, that's scary to me. But it's like, finally, weaponized, done. So what I want you to do is have that in place. And so hire, if you've been waiting for that virtual assistant, one day, honey, I'll hire a virtual assistant. Hire them. Just go on the internet tonight, get it done. Set up the meeting. I've needed to hire 4 more sales managers. Okay, call that headhunter company, go out to that contracting agency, contact them tonight or tomorrow morning and get that in motion. There's no reason you need to be urgent about hiring now. Now, don't do what everyone else does. Here's what happens. They get back to work and maybe I'll hire somebody and they hire somebody, but it takes, you know, maybe 30, 60 days to onboard them. And now that person is really, you know, they're just getting almost decent, like almost good. And they're gone for a week. And then they're back for 10 days. And now what? So you get it. It's really important. If you've been thinking, if you're going to hire at all this year, I want you to do it in the next 30 days. If you're going to hire at all this year, force yourself, challenge yourself. Put it on your agenda, get it done in the next 30 days. You will thank me all the rest of this year.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with 3 of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.